This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And now today, you know, we're asking you what has been the biggest obstacle when working from home. And you know, we've got a couple of responses on Twitter.
Yes, so Ramli has chimed in again. That's 5 for 5 this week, Ramli. Thank you. My biggest obstacle working from home is my dog. Literally, he jumps up, sits on my lap, blocks the screen, and his paws rest on my keyboard, sending emails which just read. Yes, we've got another comment here from Iswani. You say it's been a good program up until Liverpool was mentioned.
Iswani, you'll never walk alone. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, we're here with you. You know, after a 30-year wait, just let us have our time in the sun.
Yeah, it's only 5 minutes off on air talking about Liverpool. Anyways, you know, let's talk about something else that you know. Well, I've noticed some of my friends have been doing eating out.
Yeah, so from the time CMCO started, you know, earlier in May, we've been allowed to eat out. And now I know I haven't actually. I've gone out to tapao. I know, Jeff, you haven't had that experience too, right?
Not so, but my girlfriend has, yeah.
Yeah.
Even right now as we speak.
She's eating out.
Eating out. I know.
But Frida, you have. You know, yes. Was it a very different experience? Was there like a stark difference?
Were you in hazmat suits and all that?
No. Of course, I wore my mask and everything. And then just before you enter the restaurant, you get your temperature check, you write things down and just get recorded. And then after, they make sure that you're spaced away from other people. And, you know, it's going to be, if this is going to be the way it is, I'm going to get used to it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm not going to let it, you know, there's a new normal, as they always say.
One question. How did you pay for your meal?
Ah, see? Right.
Did you pay with cash?
No, a credit card. But still, you know, there is that
PayWave kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Cashless. So you decided to go cashless, you know? And Jeff, you know, in the future, when you start going out to eat, I'm sure when you get comfortable, will you be paying with cash?
Well, yeah, I won't. So even for the fact that, you know, I'm now parking, you know, on the main road, the parking areas that DBKL has provided in Taman Tun area, right? So, you know, generally you've got an option whether you can pay using one of the machines that they have allocated in every like 5 car park spaces. You'll have one machine that's powered by solar. So I don't use that machine because you have to physically touch those buttons.
Right.
Even if you want to pay with your touch and go card on the machines, you still have to touch the buttons, right?
Yeah.
So I use my phone because there are plenty of apps, whether it's your touch and go wallet or whether it's the Jom Parking app. You know, I just use that because, you know, my phone is where I feel like I'm, you know, more comfortable with. Mm. And I don't want to touch things that I don't know where it came from.
Exactly. So what major restaurant chains have realized is that, you know, there may have been, you know, some apprehension about you going cashless when you're at restaurants. But COVID-19 has basically forced people to take up cashless payments, especially when they eat out. Major restaurant chains are trying to make it easier for customers to get their food without touching anything but their phone. So, you know, next time when you go eat out, you most probably will have to bring your phone. It's a trend that started, you know, before the pandemic hit, but it's really accelerated as consumers and restaurants adjust to this new normal that we're in, where contact with others is discouraged. Restaurants are betting people will want to peruse digital menus instead of physical ones, and they will opt for mobile ordering rather than paying at the register with cash or credit card. Now, Starbucks is doing something interesting in the States. They've added new features to their app to include voice ordering through Siri and more opportunities for rewards if you use this. The app already shows which restaurants have mobile order and pickup so that customers can actually plan their visit and manage their expectations before they get to the store. So you can tell there are 5 people waiting for your order or 20 people waiting for your order. QSR brands, which owns Burger King, Popeyes and Tim Hortons in the US, they've also expanded their mobile order and pay capabilities to make sure that it's increasingly contactless. Other restaurants in the US are asking customers to use mobile pay when available as part of their reopening guidelines. So it's something that they're doing as soon as they reopen. Please come and go cashless. Now, mobile apps are actually a boon to restaurant chains. They provide a line of communication with their customers, allowing companies to promote products or deals directly to the customer and also to learn about the customer's purchasing habits and encourage loyalty with rewards. Plus, now this is a big plus, people who use apps to order and pay apparently tend to spend more. Mm-hmm. So restaurant analysts say that people who order digitally usually spend about 20 to 30% more. And they also help brands to gather information about their customers. So when you pay digitally or you order digitally, you have to capture a customer's name and usually their address, their email, sometimes even location of where they live or where they're at. So it's easier to market to them because you know where they're coming from and you know how they typically spend. But there is a trade-off for consumers about when using these apps to make payments at restaurants, right? Some cybersecurity experts caution that consumers should be wary about sharing data with restaurants in exchange for a more convenient way to order. Features such as location tracking could result in more targeted ads. You know, for instance, say, you know, you're walking past a certain restaurant and then you get an alert for a product promotion. And, you know, this can be unsettling sometimes. This might not be something that you opt for. And you know, I think a couple of years ago, Burger King, they did this, right, with their app where if you were in the vicinity of like, I don't know, a couple of like 500 meters or something like that from a McDonald's or 1 kilometer from a McDonald's, they would give you a promotion for a Whopper. Yeah. So you would actually go to Burger King instead. And it was just, you know, just take the Mickey out of McDonald's, but to poke fun at them, but also to get more people to use the Burger King app. And because, you know, McDonald's is everywhere, right? And so consumers may not realize the long-term implications of using these mobile apps. You know, right now it is convenient, you're not touching anything and it's safer for you, you know, more hygienic at this moment, but there could be long-term implications as well.
Especially when, you know, a lot of these, you know, cashless apps or mobile wallets provide these cashbacks and discounts and, you know, we tend to like, oh, I'll use it because I'm saving money. But it's very true, you tend to spend more and there's no science behind this. I'm sure there's someone has figured out the science behind this. But for me, the science is because, you know, if there's fewer banknotes in my wallet, I know I'm broke.
Right.
But the weight of my card never changes. Whether it's 1,000 ringgit or 0 ringgit,
right,
the weight of my card is still the same. So for me, you know, I'll be like, yeah, of course, you know, just PayWave and, you know, just use your, you know, mobile apps and stuff. But, you know, I only realize I am broke at the end of the month or when, you know, it gets rejected off, you know, touch wood, it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, that for me is the science, because when I used to pay by cash and, you know, I were to step into a restaurant, I'll take out my wallet and then I'll see, ooh, I've only got 150 ringgit notes, I gotta be conservative here.
So it's we've spoken about this on the show. I think I've spoken about this with Rich and Arvin especially about how difficult it is for you to actually part with physical cash from your wallet. You know, it's just psychologically you're giving away money and you see that exchange as opposed to just tapping your card on something. So I guess a nice fix at this moment would be to have a mobile app that or use maybe you know, your bank's also have their e-wallets, right? That way you get to see what your balance is. And I guess that's kind of like a go-between between, you know, having to part with cash and just senselessly PayWaving.
Maybe if I, you know, if I set my limit as, you know, only 50 ringgit for a meal in that restaurant, if I spend more than that, I get a zap or something like that. So like, you know, maybe some form of punishment might be the way forward.
Sorry, I'm just not paying attention because all this talk about food. I'm hungry.
You know. Well, Pearl Jam's got a message for you. If you were to dine out, you gotta mind your manners. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.